Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. And only a few find it.
Let me see. Where is it?
Master. I can see. I can see.
Do you believe in the Son of Man?
Who is he, Master? That I may believe in him.
You're seeing him. It is he that is speaking to you.
I believe. Lord.
Make way there! Make way, the priest is coming! Tear away, the priest is
here! Harrison is
here! This lying cheat was never blind.
What?
We of the temple know that he only pretended to be blind in order to earn his living.
He's right, he's a liar!
I've known him a long time, he's never been blind!
And what's your story? That you can give sight to the blind?
I came into this world to give sight to those who cannot see. And to take away sight from those who can.
What do you mean by that? That we who are righteous are blind?
If you were blind, you would be without sin. But since you say we see, your sin remains.
That's true!
Whoever believes in me, believes not only in me, but also in him who sent me. Whoever sees me, sees also him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. If people hear my message and do not obey it, I will not judge them. I came not to judge the world, but to save it. Those who reject me and do not accept my message have one who will judge them. The words I have spoken will be their judge on the last day. This is true, because I have not spoken on my own authority. But the Father who sent me has commanded me what I must say and speak. And I know that his command brings eternal life. What I say then is what the Father has told me to say.
I've heard every conceivable excuse there can be for not coming to the light. Traveling as an evangelist, I heard them by the multiplied thousands in 14 years here now, pastoring in Times Square Church. I'm not ready. Sometime I'll come. I'll know when it's time. Oh, you better believe you'll know when it's time. Probably in a second when your life can be snuffed out. You said there was going to be time and it's snuffed out of you. It's happening every moment, every second that I speak. It's happening all over the world. I have my own religion. You ever heard that? I'm not indulging in any gross sin. I'm not hurting anybody. In fact, I'm a pretty good person. I'm not perfect, but I'm better than most of the people around me. Oh, I've been hurt by Christians. I've been hurt by a church. Oh, I hear that a lot. In fact, I see so many phony Christians. Excuses. Jesus got right to the point. He said to Nicodemus and to those around him, you just don't want to give up your sins. He said, it's that simple. There is no excuse that will stand before the Heavenly Father. He said, you will not come to the light for one reason. Let me read it to you in John 3:20 here. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither will come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed, if reproved. Sit here as you will. Think what you will of my preaching or the singing or what you hear now. What the gospel says, what the gospel of Jesus Christ, what Jesus said from his own lips, He said, you will never understand until you're willing to deal with your sins. And if you love your sins, you will never see the light. You will never come to light. In fact, you will hate it because it has a tendency. The light exposes all the dark things that are in your life.